K95.5, Tulsa's new country leader. And now the conclusion to K95.5's second date update with Cash and Bradley.
All right, a second date. We've got Elise on the phone, and she went out on a great date with Jimmy, but has not heard back from him. So we're going to call him up, Elise. You hang out in the background and let us work our magic. We're pretty good at this, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, hold on.
Hello?
Hey, Jimmy, what's up? It is Cash and Bradley with K95. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're great. Now that we got you on the phone, we've been looking for you, man.
Okay.
We actually have a mutual friend. You know a girl named Elise? You guys went on a date?
Yeah.
You seem excited. So did you have fun on that date?
It was fine. I mean, it was okay. We had a good time.
You think maybe you'll go out again?
Yeah.
No. I was not interested in going out again.
How
after
come?
Our date.
What went wrong?
Talk to us.
Well, like I said, I mean, the conversation was good. She seemed like a nice girl. It's just, I mean, I don't really want to call her out on what happened, but she just wasn't my type.
Okay, well, there's got to be something more than that.
Yeah, come on, man.
Talk to us.
The problem is that she kind of smelled like a burrito.
She smelled like a burrito?
What? Yeah, like, hello?
Yeah, hi, that's Elise.
What are you talking about? I smelled like a burrito?
You, I'm sorry. It's just, I'm really sensitive to smells, and like I said, the conversation was great, but all I got was this stench of, like, really cheap Mexican food, like a burrito. Like you get at like Taco Bell, you know. I couldn't get over that.
You have got to be kidding me. I bought this really nice perfume just for our date because I thought we really hit it off, and I wanted it to be really special.
Well, it didn't work. I mean, it was. Aww. I don't know if it was you, the perfume, or what, but it just was not. It was not happening for me. I couldn't get over it the whole date. I couldn't get out of there fast enough.
Elise.
You know what? It's actually amazing to me that you can smell anything at all with the amount of cologne you were wearing.
Okay.
I mean, you're supposed to spritz it on, not bathe in it.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I need to take an opinion from you about how to smell good after what I witnessed at our date.
Okay. Matt wants to say something.
I'm just going to jump in because I'm thinking... Our friends at Stanley's Get It Today are saving money today by not having to pay for a second date.
Don't give up.
I don't see it happening. I don't think either one of them want to go out again now.
Well, wait just a minute. I want to know the name of the perfume. Is it called The Burrito?
The Burrito. I want to know, Elise, do you work in a restaurant or anything?
Yeah, that's a good question.
No, I don't actually. I work in an office.
Okay.
There is no way, and I am so careful. I'm sensitive to smells, too, and I take really good care of myself. I think he's making an excuse. I think it's something else, and he's just making an excuse.
It's a weird excuse.
Jimmy, is that...
No, excuse. It just was... She just smelled, and I just was worried about her hygiene and doesn't really want to get together with her on a second date. I mean, I'm not interested.
Matt, you're psychic this morning. Wow. I'm sorry, Elise. I think you smell fine.
Thank you.
But she's on the phone.
I have a weird, weird sense of smell.
All right. Well, guys, sorry it didn't work out. Thanks for coming on and airing it out with us.
Thanks, guys.